255. Hello, you're on Car Talk.
Hi, this is Brian from Boulder, Colorado.
From Boulder?
Boulder, Colorado.
Okay, what's up?
Well, I've got this car. It's a 88 Honda Accord. And actually, my colleague, who's another physicist out here, has a similar problem with this 95 Pontiac Sunfire, which makes the whole thing more mysterious to us. This is what it does. When it's cold out.
Wait a minute. You have a physicist friend who's driving a Pontiac Sunfire?
Hey, believe it or not.
Is business that bad in the physics world?
No. He's
And
chose
you're
to buy this
driving an
car.
88? You guys
Well,
must most you both must be college professors.
no. We work at the National Institute of Standards and Technology. We are G-men.
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 Yeah.
Oh.
And what do you do at the National Institute of Standards and Technology? You make sure an ounce is an ounce?
That's one thing people do here. They make, well, actually, people here make sure a second is a second, but.
Oh, these guys make sure the atomic clocks are keeping time.
Yeah, well, we actually work on something different. We work on building a quantum computer.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
For which they pay you enough to afford an 88 Accord.
Well, this is actually my wife's car
That's a, no, no need to explain, don't have to explain anything,
We're going
Brian.
to change the subject. It's my wife's car, actually.
Knowing what little I know about quantum mechanics, does this mean when you put a question into this computer, it comes back and says, well, maybe?
Yeah.
Is that how it works?
Well, and the little inner workings of it, that's what goes on. But in the end, you hope it spits out a real answer.
Ah,
But it
okay.
uses that
But somewhere
inside.
along the way it says, it could be, maybe not.
Yeah, we'll make something up.
Yeah, if you get enough maybes, then you go for it.
Yeah, exactly.
All right, anyway, we've beaten that topic enough. What can we do for you?
Well, okay, this 88 Honda Accord, I start the car. On a cold morning, this occasionally happens, I'll drive about 100 feet, the car stalls. Okay, then I go to turn the key to restart the car. There's power, but the starter motor won't turn.
What do you mean? What do you mean when you say there's power?
There's power, so the radio will come on, the heat will come on.
Right. In other words, when even though the car is stalled, everything that had been running, except for the engine,
Except for the engine.
is still running.
Is
The
still
wipers
running.
would be running, the lights would be on, etc. So the you know the
Everything that still
battery.
works on that car.
Everything that was working when you started it, right.
Right.
And when you first started it before this happened, before you left the house,
Right.
it started right up.
It starts right up.
And does it always stall when you go that few blocks?
Not always. This is on a cold morning. It happens to, for example, this morning it happened to me, but it may happen once or twice a week if the whole week
Gotcha.
is cold.
Does it ever happen that it stalls and does restart?
Sometimes it will restart, but more likely than not, it stalls, it won't restart. But here's the thing.
Go ahead.
It'll always start if you put the car in neutral, put your foot on the brake, and turn the key.
This is a stick shift.
No. This is an automatic transmission. And when this happens, I hear a clicking sound like a solenoid or a relay from underneath the dash. And what's the funny thing is my colleague who has this 95 Pontiac Sunfire, he
Yeah.
has a similar problem actually. So
Forget him. He's on his own. We'll be lucky if we can solve your
All
problem.
right.
Yeah,
Okay.
because you have a funny combination of symptoms, and we're suspecting that you're lying to us.
Lying? No.
Well, here's why. Here's why. Taking it out of park and putting it into neutral and having it start suggests that the neutral safety switch is defective.
And what that device is, quite simply, is a device that prevents you from starting it unless you're in park or neutral.
I see.
On the other hand, when you say you hear this clicking sound, that suggests that it's the battery.
The battery?
No, because he says that everything is working. I think the clicking sound is not related to this at
I
all.
think so too.
I think the clicking
That's what I said
is
when
your fuel pump relay or something like that,
Right.
Okay.
which clicks all the time, but you don't hear it because
Because
there
the
are
car
other
starts.
competing
Yeah, okay.
noises. In which case, it's a very good shot that it's your neutral safety
I
switch.
think so too, and the fact that it stalls is irrelevant. I mean, it would stall no matter what. The stalling has nothing to do with it not restarting.
Okay.
It's stalling for a different reason.
Yeah, well, it's a 14-year-old car.
Yeah, and your friend may have the same problem, but.
But I have to say that the other thing that's inconsistent with all of this is that when you first start it in the morning, it starts right up at your house.
That's right.
Yeah.
That's inconsistent with the neutral safety switch being defective, because why does it choose to be defective later? I mean, it could be that it's not really failed, but that the contact is bad.
Well, exactly.
So that once you pull it out of park and put it into a gear and then put it back into park, I'll bet you, here's a bet. I'll bet you $5.
I can take some data.
That next time this happens, if you don't put it into neutral, but you push hard on the shifter so that it's really in park, as you're turning the key, I'll bet you it'll stop.
In fact, you can push on the shifter and pull on it. So you can jiggle the shifter back and forth while with your right hand while you're turning the
the ignition key
with your toes.
With your toes.
No, you can move the shifter with your left hand, turn the ignition switch to crank as if you're trying to start it, and jiggle the shifter in the park position, and you may find there's one spot where the thing just boom, fires right up.
In which case, forget about it.
Okay.
Right. Just make sure if it stalls that you can start it up in neutral.
Okay. Okay.
That'll do it.
All right. Well, we'll try it.
How much of your company time did you and your coworker spend trying to solve this problem on your own here?
Not too much. You know, we don't know that much about cars, so the thing won't start. And we tried various things, and we tried rolling the cars around.
Yes, but you know about physics.
Something we know very little about.
And I have been told by physicists, I will admit, that if you know about physics, you know about everything.
Well,
I mean, they say some people are chemists, some people are electrical engineers, but if you know physics, that's all you have to know. Then you know more about chemistry than a chemist. You know more about electricity than an electrical engineer. You know more about everything than anything.
So we'll be calling you from time to time, Brian, when we run into trouble.
Okay.
See you.
Good luck.
See you later.
Right. Thanks.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
1-888-CAR-TALK.
Good to know that the government is not squandering its money on these guys that are working, doing nothing.
Figuring out why their cars won't start.
If he said he was driving a 2002 Lexus, I'd have been worried.
Me too.
Working on a quantum clock.
Quantum computer.
Computer.
Well, they may be onto something. You never know.
Yeah, not this decade.
888-227.